Broadcasting live from beautiful Silicon Valley, California, it's time for Lunch with Ricky in the Morning! And here's your host, Ricky!
Man, man, oh man. Tough week to be a maid, huh? We're officially declaring it maid a week here on Lunch with Ricky in the Morning. If you're a maid, we sympathize with you. Stay away from them politicians. My goodness.
First
the head of the IMF who got busted over the weekend. And that story just gets worse and worse as more information is coming out. Oh, and of course, man, you talk about a rough week. How about Arnold?
Oh, God.
Man, Arnold's getting demolished.
A rough week, dude. It's been a rough, a rough couple of weeks. Well, yeah. Okay, then adding a rough 10 years if you want to bring in the state. But, yeah. I mean, just personally, what a nightmare.
It's, man, you got to take a shower when you hear some of these stories. But, yeah, man, Arnold having a father with the maid of their house. And, we don't have to get into all that here. But it's, and then, of course, the IMF. But anyway, welcome to Lunch with Ricky in the Morning on a beautiful February. Isn't it February outside
right
now?
No. It looks honest. I mean, for those of you listening in India, it's supposed to be warm and balmy, and Ricky's usually wearing a wife beater by now. It is gloomy. There's supposed to be rain today.
Look at that. We're sitting atop here in the studio looking out at the hills, and it is bad out there.
Hey, at least there are palm trees.
My God, it's about to be June. It's about to be June, and it's wet and muggy. But good morning, everyone. Hope you're doing well. Hope you're safe and sound. Hope everyone's doing well on your way to work or wherever you may be. Thank you for tuning in here. A fun show. One email I got to get right off the bat. Seema writes, so you guys are Lunch with Ricky in the Morning, but you're not exactly a morning show. Well, Seema, we thought about that, and we're going to make some adjustments here. So, like most morning shows, let's go to traffic.
Traffic. Well, pretty much if you are driving right now and you're on the freeway, there's traffic. So be careful. Don't hit anybody. Pay attention, but turn the radio
on. And there's the traffic report brought to you by Lunch with Ricky in the Morning. And weather?
Well, you know what? Stick your head outside. Turn it up at the sky. You'll see some gray clouds. It's probably going to rain, but it's going to be the last day of rain today.
We'll see.
Hopefully.
Your weatherman?
No.
Then you're
wrong. No.
Even
if you're
right. Actually, you're probably more right than a weatherman. Anyway, that's the weather report. And in news of the world.
Well, you know what? In news of the world, things are happening. Things are turning and burning. The world is moving.
There's the news for today. So hopefully, Seema, that helps you. We are a morning show like everyone else. No, we're not. We like to pride ourselves on being different, and we do get news of the world in our own way, which we'll get to in the later half of the show. But Lunch with Ricky in the Morning, we talk about things. We talk about real things that perhaps go unnoticed. That's what we do here. Anyway, interesting show last week. A great segue. We started a series, Deconstructing the South Asian, where you start to take a deeper look, where I ask the audience, what does it really mean to be South Asian? And specifically last week, I asked the audience, if you don't know a language, Hindi or Gujarati or any of these native languages, if you don't like food, the Indian food or South Asian food, and if you don't like South tendencies of the South Asian culture, specifically Bollywood and other cultural tendencies like that, are you still South Asian? I send out an email usually to our mailers, a mailing list before the show, and if you don't get that, go to our Facebook because we put all our topics on Facebook, what we're going to talk about. And if you're not on Facebook, get on our Facebook. That's facebook.com/...
Lunch with Ricky.
And that's R-I-K-H-I, unique spelling of Ricky. So we get all the topics, and before everyone's like, ooh, when I sent it out last week, Deconstructing the South Asian, ooh, this is a little serious. Are people going to get on board? And you know, our audience responded. You guys are fantastic. The listeners out there are amazing, and last week verified that, validated that. It's the response was great. We had a very, very healthy discussion. If you haven't heard the episode, I encourage you to go to our Facebook and check it out from last week. But yes, it was yes and no. Yeah, you know, you don't necessarily need to know the language. You could still be South Asian. You don't necessarily need to watch Bollywood. You could still be South Asian. Well, a couple emails on that, which I would be remiss if I didn't read. Gautalya writes, you're not Indian if you don't like CCC. What CCC, she asked. That's pretty good. Cricket, cinema, and chicken tikka. or chana dal for you vegetarians. So those are the three C's. Thank you for that email.
So I got two out of those three.
Yeah, right? So there you go. Shubha writes, I love your show. I like how you try to get deeper into the reasons, what makes people tick as a race. Thank you for that. I had a few thoughts on today's topic. My take is that your friend in college, who I had mentioned who was watching Bollywood, or watched us do a culture show in college, was like, dude, just because you do a culture show, just because you know Bollywood, doesn't necessarily mean you, you're Indian, you're South Asian. And apparently Shubha agrees with that as well. The Indian food, Bollywood dance, and language are symbols of being Indian, but it's not the real thing. Thank you for that. Mina writes, I've wondered the same. I can speak more for my son than myself, as I'm 100% Indian, born and brought up. But the short answer to your question, no, you cannot be Indian if you can't speak the regional language and, more importantly, identify with the culture. Great, great responses. I put a blog up on this, which I encourage you to, again, go to our Facebook. You get the link to the blog. Comment on that. We got a bunch of comments. My blog was never read more than it was this last week based on our analytics. So, again, we're going to keep this discussion going today, though. Today, we're going to keep it a little light, but I also want a little serious discussion in the interest of continuing what it means to be South Asian. The question I asked to you, the audience, which was which I teed off last week, help me complete this sentence. Ways that I know I'm South Asian. I know I'm South Asian because dot, dot, dot. Let me give you a couple on my front. I know I'm South Asian because I wear socks when I wear sandals. Yeah, there you go. That's a true sign of someone. That's interesting. Usually, you know, you don't wear socks with those sandals. But, hey, Indians wear. Another reason I know that I'm South Asian, whenever I'm at a vendor at a grocery store or things like that, I always double, triple count the change that I get back.
All three pennies?
I'll do. Sir, though, wait, one? 130, so one.
Three, sir, nine. Would you get out of line? The rest of us
one
need
second.
To pay.
One second. No, I think it's. Oh, no, thank you so much. Another way to know South Asian, to keep it a little more serious, you can go anywhere in the world and you'll always get yourself a free, nice, hot meal. And that's the warm South Asian hospitality. So so jokes, serious. Again, we got fantastic giveaways today. This one you're going to get. So two ways. Give us a call here. 1-855-772-8278. 1-855-772-8278. I know I'm South Asian because... dot, dot, dot. Give us your best response. Also, go on our Facebook. Drop us a comment on the question, and one of the best answers will get a prize. But again, give us a call here. We got prizes to give away. We look forward to hearing from you. 1-855-772-8278.
You're having lunch with Ricky in the morning. Join us at facebook.com/lunchwithRicky.
I'm searching for an investment property and I'm looking to sell my house and I have no idea where to start.
Don't worry. Contact Meeta Kabadia at Remax Star Properties. She provides a full range of real estate services, whether you're buying, selling, or investing. Not only that, nobody in the world sells more real estate than Remax. Meeta Kabadia has over 15 years of real estate investing experience and has helped several buyers and sellers. For a limited time, first-time clients receive a promotional offer of $50 gas gift card and a special listing rate. Call her at 650-454-6594, 650-454-6594, or visit her website, www.meetakabadia.com.
It's that time of year again. Tax time. Are your statements in order? Even if you are miles behind, CPA Sanjeev Gupta will get you and your tax forms up to speed, increasing your refund and giving you peace of mind. Be it income tax, payroll, sales tax, or bookkeeping, he will take care of everything with full satisfaction and ensure you are compliant with various requirements. Contact Sanjeev Gupta, CPA, at 510-825-7563 for various corporations, LLC, partnerships, and individual tax and accounting requirements. Or log on to sanjeevcpa.com.
Listen to Sanjeev Gupta every Tuesday between 1 to 2 p.m.
Are you looking for a job placement in the field of IT? If yes, then you need to contact Canvas Infotech Incorporated. Canvas Infotech offers courses tailored to the needs of professionals from the tech savvy to the tech illiterate. They guarantee placement in business analysis, project management, quality assurance, .NET, Oracle, and Java. They file H-1B visas and green cards too. Contact them today, 510-342-5663, 510-342-5663, or go online at canvasinfotech.com. Mention this radio ad and get $100 off their professional classes.
Excuse me.
Yes, sir.
I want to talk to the chef, please.
Is there any problem, sir?
Can I see the chef, please?
Ni hao.
Did you make this?
Yes, I did.
This is the best Chinese I've ever had.
Temptations Restaurant offers the best Indo-Chinese fusion and authentic Indian cuisine. Located at 288 Castro Street, Mountain View. For catering, call them at 650-625-1234.
Hindi Megapack not only brings you the best of Hindi TV, Bollywood, but also the best of cricket. 10 Cricket and Willow Cricket are now part of the Hindi Megapack, giving you access to live cricketing action all year round. Watch India take on West Indies and India's tour of England this summer and much more cricketing action. Hindi Megapack, Bollywood ka tadka cricket ke saath. The best of Indian television at the most affordable prices. Call 1-866-431-8816 today.
Ussal pao ho to aisa. Wawa. Aur makki di roti aur sarson ka saag bhi lajawab hai.
Chaat Bhavan.
Haan haan. उंगलियां चाटते रह जाओगे
अब और क्या कहना ये तो चाट का भवन है
चाट भवन
लोकेटेड एट 5355 मौरी एवेन्यू इन फ्रीमॉन्ट
दे आल्सो डू ऑन साइट केटरिंग
विजिट chaatbhavan.com और कॉल देम ऑन 510-795-1100
आप सुन रहे हैं रेडियो फंडू फॉर एडवर्टाइजिंग कॉल अस एट 408-476-6118 408-476-6118
Now back to Lunch with Ricky in the morning.
Welcome back. Again, the topic for today, help me complete this sentence. You know you are South Asian when... Dot, dot, dot. I know you got some on your Facebook already, huh?
I got a lot.
Again, 1-855-772-8278. 1-855-772-8278. Give us, I know you have a lot. Give us like a couple.
All right. There we go. Your college roommate is a white guy with as big a car stereo as you, but in a way shittier car. I think this one's more personal to me. let's see. Oh, you have been to Mexico or Canada for a multiple entry H-1 visa.
There you go.
You marinate chicken with yogurt.
There you go. The yogurt's great. That was one of mine. You use yogurt on everything. That's one of mine. The other one for mine is, on a more serious note, is family. It's pretty much your social life and priority. That's pretty unique to us in South Asians. A lot of people, when we get together every week with our families and you give to the fellow American, like, what? Like, you're dealing with your family again? Anyway, let's go to the lines here. Let me get the names up here in a second here. All right, let's please welcome to the show from San Jose, Roman.
Hey.
Hi there. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Lunch with Ricky.
Oh, thank you. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. So help me complete the sentence. You know when you're South Asian when?
We know we're South Asian when we have in us the spirit of tolerance and ability to peacefully coexist. Because if my neighbor's baby is hollering too loud at night, I don't pick up the phone and call 911.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather knock on their door and ask if there's something I can do to help.
That's a fantastic example right there. That was the tolerance. We're going to put you in the database of ideas, Roman. But tell me, you know, when was an example, and I'm going to put you on the spot here, when you first realized, wait a minute, other cultures maybe aren't as tolerant as ours here in South Asian culture?
I wouldn't particularly point out any other culture, but I can definitely speak for specifically us Indians that I think we do come from a society which has a specific focus on living together in harmony. So if you go back in the day, even in the state of Punjab, for example, there was this concept of Sanja Chula, I don't know if you're aware of that.
Sure, yeah, no, I am.
Wherein women from every household would bring the dough that they make at home every day and cook their breads at the same oven. And, you know, it was an opportunity for them to kind of share their worries, their sad stories, and even happiness. It was that day of that moment of the day. So I think there are examples like that across the Indian culture wherein living in a society in harmony is strongly encouraged.
Let me ask you this, Roman, and again, thank you for these insights here. Have we steered away from some of this tolerance?
I wouldn't say we've steered away because I think if you look at the Indian subcontinent in general, we are a mix of so many different cultures, languages, and still we do have that common thread that binds us together.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel that we've steered away sometimes when I look at the Indians who've moved abroad. For instance, I'm a culprit to that myself because some of the culture of walking a straight line without deviating, without having a spirit of tolerance, has kind of rubbed on to me as well. And that's when I'm kind of disheartened. But when I look back at family and friends back home in India, I see myself being reassured that that spirit, they have maintained that spirit.
Wonderful, Roman. Again, I thank you for the call here. Roman sets it up nice. He gets the show going right. South Asians, we're tolerant. What are your views on that? 1-855-772-8278. 1-855-772-8278. You know you're South Asian when... All right, let's go back to the lines here. Let's go to Ronnie in Fremont. Welcome to the show, Ronnie.
Hi, Ricky. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. I feel I'm an Indian South Asian because my preference of food is still idli dosa. I prefer Bollywood to Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And I listen regularly to Pravaswani.
See, that itself makes you a very good South Asian. So, I mean, what you're implying is, but I mean, if I can get to... the meat of what you're saying is essentially it's being able to still hold on to your culture, though you live abroad, but still, you know, idli dosa, food, all that. Yeah, that keeps you closer. Thank you for that call there, Ronnie. All right, let's go to Sanjay. Sanjay in San Jose. Welcome to Lunch with Ricky.
Yeah, morning, Ricky. This is Sanjay.
Welcome.
Hey, I got three things. That means for sure you're a South Asian.
Okay.
When they're about to hang you, you ask, is the rope long enough?
Okay, yes.
And when you see people kissing on the bench, you trip on the pavement.
That's a fantastic one. We always do that, don't we?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the third one, when everybody else is playing baseball, you're solving algebra problems.
There you go. That's a good one, Sanjay. You automatically in the list here. All these, right? First of all, the math. I mean, let's yeah. We watch sports. We don't play them. The whole kissing thing is fantastic because, you know, my family does that. My parents do that. But I'm not going to lie to you. I do that, too. I still stare like, oh, look at them. You know, yeah, that little PDA. And the rope thing is fantastic. Always always looking at specifics. Thank you for that call, Sanjay. Fantastic.
Yeah,
Sanjay sets us up right there. And he hangs up on us. I got a new work on the boards there. Good one.
I'm trying.
Yeah, man. Look
these
at you working.
These lines are hot.
You got two hands, and yeah, you're all over the place.
I wish I had four.
1-855-772-8278. 1-855-772-8278. You can call in. We encourage you to go to our Facebook. We're going to make some winners on our Facebook page as well. We've listed it up. Comment on our status and give us your idea of, and ideas of how you think you are South Asian. All right. Let's go to the road, huh? I like it. Let's go to the 101 in Shalaka. Did I pronounce that right?
Right.
All right. All right, Shalaka, tell me, how do you know you're South Asian?
After a nice week-long exotic vacation in Hawaii or Tahiti, the first thing you crave when you get home is dal chawal.
Dal chawal. Don't you actually crave that in Hawaii? Because I do. When I'm out, after one day of eating, like, you know, I'll have the pizza or the tofu, I need some Indian food, right?
Yeah. I mean, you can at least survive that week just because you're out there. You're trying to enjoy the weather. But after you get home, it's just, okay, that's all I need, and I can't do without it.
Yeah, no, that's very good. You know, I'm 100% with you, so maybe we're South Asian together, because always, man, I'm out for that week, and it's like, okay, bus will go. I just want some dal and roti and some achar. Thank you for that call, Shaklan. Calling from the 101. Make sure, I hope you had the Bluetooth on, and by no means are we going to pay for that ticket if you get one. All right, which one do you want to go to?
Oh, man. You know,
let's go to Srini, huh? Srini in San Jose. Welcome to the show. Srini, tell us. You know you're South Asian when?
Come on, Srini. You there?
Hello?
Hi, Srini. Oh, are you there?
Yeah, hi. This is Urmi.
Hi, Urmi. Okay, right. So
we got switched up. Cool.
We got the lines crossed here. No problem. So, Urmi, tell us. You know you're South Asian when?
Yeah, when I want to always tell my kids what the heritage is, mm-hmm. and keep them the stories about our ancestors and about whatever, like Ramayana, Mahabharata. We want them to know our religion. We want them to know how we have been grown up in India and what we used to do. That is what I really like about telling.
Is that what makes you South Asian, or is that what makes you the preserver of South Asian culture? I think there's a difference there.
Yeah, one thing is that, and the other thing, I always crave for the Indian food.
Yeah, Indian food,
and
that's the... That's
whenever we eat pizzas, pastas, everything is fine. But finally, when you eat your Indian food, you feel, okay, fine, I'm satisfied.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Thank you for that call, Urmi. You know another way you're saying South Asian? When you say pizza.
That's a good one.
That's another way. Because all my relatives do that. But Urmi, thank you for that call. And we got a bunch of people. Let me go back to the lines here.
Yeah, let's do that.
Again, 1-855-772-8278. We're going to bang you guys in. Get on board. And the lines are lit. So if you're waiting, keep waiting. Thank you for waiting. All right, let's go to the 925. Mr. Umman, welcome to the program. How are you?
Hi.
You know you're South Asian when?
When, even after being a citizen, we still are CCCCC.
And what is a CCCCC?
As you just told, like, one is obviously the cinema, cricket, mm-hmm. and then the chicken tikka, and I'll add, like, the first thing we'll do is we'll watch the CNN IBN news. That's the first thing we want to know in the morning.
Oh, my God. So you have the package too, right?
And then the last one is our attitude of Chalta.
So for all the listeners that don't know this attitude, Chalta, what does that mean?
Everything, our attitude, like anything, okay, in India, anything which we say, if you come late, okay, Chalta.
We're running late on the ads. Chalta.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. We have so many callers on hold. We're going to get to them. Chalta. Thank you for that call.
Thank you.
I'm in great one. He got the CCC going. Again, 1-855-772-8278. We're going to get you on. All right, let's go to, lines are later. Let's go to San Jose, my hometown. Let's go to Masumi. Oh, friend of the program. Welcome to the show, Masumi.
Hi, how are you, Ricky?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Tell me, you know you're South Asian when?
When you go to a Coach outlet and you can't resist to haggle for a handbag.
When you go to the outlet.
Yes.
Yeah,
you go to a Coach outlet and you look at a fancy handbag and you're just tempted to haggle for it. So,
but let me clarify a couple of things. So yeah, first of all is the haggling, right? That, you know, you got to negotiate, you got to get that. That definitely makes us South Asian. But I can't help it. You didn't go to the real Coach store,
yeah,
the actual Coach
outlet.
Store, the retail. You went to the outlet.
Yeah, so you can't, right? But you're always tempted to.
Yeah, those outlets.
I wish I could get a better bargain than that, but no.
That's beautiful. Thank you for that call, Mosmi. We're going to put you in the database of the winners. Keep listening, and we're going to announce the winner to the end here. Man, we're hot, huh?
Jeez, I got to get back on these lines. This is incredible.
Yeah, like, again, so many different ideas out there. Keep it coming. 1-855-772-8278. 1-855-772-8278. We've heard tolerance, which was in the serious. I want to hear a little more serious ideas. So far, Roman had a great one, and he's a leader in the clubhouse. But we had some funny ones too. Dal Chawal, Coach Outlet. I want to hear more. 1-855-772-8278. We'll be right back.
You're having lunch with Ricky in the morning. Join us at facebook.com/lunchwithRicky. Tell me what you really wanna do. I'm here now. Bring inside the sound, get down. The bass in the trouble and I twist it round. When I bring in the element underground. When you think what he's on about, chatting about, talking about, going along, singing his song, going along. HMC gonna drop that bomb. When I hit it with the lyrics and the rhythm and the bass in the song, bass in the song, we're gonna bring it back in. But what about now? We're gonna stop. तेरे बाला विच लाची रुकने सारे दिल ते फेरे तीर कुड़े तू साथी है तकदीर रुकने तेरी अखियां विच तस्वीर कुड़े सारी सोनी बन जा ही रुकने सर तेरे नाल हो गया प्यार जदों अख मिट जावे सानू सोनी लगदी नी जदों गुत्त नू कमावे सानू सोनी लगदी चामा 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 नी कुड़िए बदामी रंगीए लैके कितने लुट जामा नी सौ तेरा चित करदा दिल दा हाल सुनावा नी
them rock that wolf. I'm a top ramp friendly, that man like the Jackie Chan. I'm moving in Z like the Bruce Lee. Spin that web like Spider-Man. Spin that web like Spider-Man. Man to the moon like Al Capone. Don't need no tool, just a microphone. This time next year, though, trust me, bruv, that MC Award, and I'm taking it home. Taking it home. When I hit it with the lyrics and the rhythm and the bass and the song, bass and the song, we're gonna bring it back in, but what about that? We're gonna stop.
Tu paninga variginari ni tere bolna vec kumari ni jene jano vad pyari ni se fir de paur shikari ni tere naal laan nu yari ni a lut ke to me ishq ke bahar jado akh mitt kaave sanu soni lagdi ni jado gutt nu kamaave sanu soni lagdi taave 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 ni patt di shikine
Chateau Homes 48 hour bottom line sales event this weekend with savings up to $120,000. Starting at 10 a.m. this Saturday until 6 p.m. Sunday, get unbelievable pricing on the area's best new homes at Eagle Ridge in Gilroy, Alamo Creek in Danville, and Gale Ranch in San Ramon. Hurry, because with Chateau Homes 48 hour bottom line sales event, 2 days can last a lifetime. For complete details, visit ChapelleBottomLine.com. That's Chapelle, Chapelle, BottomLine.com.
VisitorsCoverage.com, specializing in insurance suitable for parents and relatives coming to the USA. It's all completely online with no paperwork, no hassle, and you get an instant policy. Print your ID card. It's just that simple. The policy can cover their entire trip, so your parents are covered right from when they board the plane. You can get more information at VisitorsCoverage.com or call 866-384-9104 to speak to a licensed insurance expert, discuss your need, and get advice.
Lights, music, action!
Uh-huh.
Bollywood Arts Club, brought to you by the Mona Khan Company, is a spectacular dance show celebrating Bollywood through the years, from yesteryear to today. The Mona Khan Company is a highly acclaimed Bollywood dance, fitness, and entertainment company, which has an impressive repertoire which includes performances with Bollywood's Badshah, its biggest star, Shah Rukh Khan, NBA halftime show, a finale act performance at the prestigious 32nd annual San Francisco Ethnic Dance Festival, just to name a few. Also, the company has made it to the top 48 on America's Got Talent last year and were chosen out of 70,000 contestants across the nation. The biggest Bollywood resident show in the Bay Area is a not-to-be-missed event. So join the Mona Khan Company at Bollywood Archicle on May 22nd in Palo Alto, and perhaps your Bombay dreams will come true. For more information and to buy your tickets today, visit MonaKhanCompany.com.
Are your parents or relatives coming to America? Are you looking for affordable and reliable insurance coverage for them? Then just log on to visitorscoverage.com and buy the best policy within 5 minutes. No medical examination, no paperwork, no hassles. Go online at visitorscoverage.com and get an instant ID card. It's that simple. Remember, for visiting parents insurance, the name you can trust is Visitors Coverage.
Hi, I'm Adina. I also go by sis, hun, and mom. I'm always on the go. Go to the gym, go to work, go to the market. And a lot of those things I go get have to then go to my son at college. I don't mind going to the store, but all that packing and shipping, please.
I'm Steve from the UPS store, and I'm trained to help people like Adina. Bring us what you need to ship, and we'll pack it, box it, ship it, and track it. That's four things you can cross off your to-do list right there.
Thanks to logistics, I now have free time. It's kind of strange.
Go-getters love logistics. That's why they trust the certified packing experts at the UPS store. To find a location and discover how logistics can help you, visit theupsstore.com. Services, prices, and hours vary by location. See center for details.
Get into mobile apps development. Heard about Android, the red-hot mobile platform by Google? Symbiosis is offering a 3-day training program which will jumpstart your career in Android programming. Symbiosis will cover the broad spectrum of Android programming from start to finish, as well as cloud computing SFDC training too. For more details, contact Symbiosis 1-800-916-6315. That is 1-800-916-6315. Or email them at info@simdroid.com. Mention Radio Pony to get 15% discount on the training fee.
Pyar ki baat nazakat ke saath. Nazakat yani Mehra Jewelers.
Khalis pyar ka khalis tohfa.
Certified diamond jewelry. 24 carat gold coins. Chahe to apni pasand ke gehne order par banwaiye.
Get large variety in 22 carat hallmark gold jewelry. So
100% shudh gehne. Mehra Jewelers.
998 East El Camino Real, Sunnyvale.
Mehra Jewelers.
Call 408-245-9770. Call 408-245-9770 or log in to www.mehrra.us.
Uri dala, humko aaj rasgulla aur rajbhog khane ka hai.
O chhad yaar, mera man ta kuch tandoori khan da hai.
Mujhe na चाट खानी है।
ओके एवरी वन गेट रेडी, वी आर गोइंग टू बंगाली स्वीट्स, जहां आपको मिलेगा डिलीशियस एपेटाइजर्स, चाट, इंडो चाइनीज, तंदूरी स्पेशल, एंड हाउ कैन वी फॉरगेट द माउथ वाटरिंग बंगाली स्वीट्स। तो चले आइए बंगाली स्वीट्स, 5029 Marie Avenue, Fremont. Mention Radio Fondue and get 10% off your bill in the Fremont location only.
Have you been turned down for a home loan by your bank or mortgage lender? Are you upside down on your mortgage? Hi, this is Seema Sharma with Priority Lending. Priority Lending has the ability to lend money when other lenders can't. Start saving money now. Call 1-800-98-LOWER. Right now, you can get a fixed rate home loan at 2.99%. That's right, 2.99%. Ask us about our no closing cost loans. Call 1-800-98-LOWER. That's 1-800-985-6937. Or visit us at PriorityPromise.com. At Priority Lending, we make your future our priority. Hum Punjabi aur Hindi dono bol.
Licensed by the Department of Corporation as a California Finance Lender, APR 3.25%. Terms and conditions apply. Rates and terms can change at any time.
Aap sun rahe hain Radio Fondue. For advertising, call us at 408-476-6118. 408-476-6118.
Hey, you over there. Turn that frown upside down and become our friend. Join us at Facebook. That's facebook.com/lunchwithRiki. I'll see you soon, pal.
Now back to Lunch with Riki in the Morning. Who's got bros in every area code?
Welcome back. I don't think the lines have ever been this lit. If you're on hold, thank you for staying on hold. We're going to get to you in a second. We're going to take calls for a couple more minutes, and then we're going to get to these calls. So bang us in, 1-855-772-8278, 1-855-772-8278. Paul Amy on our Facebook writes, you know you're Indian when your definition of vacation is going to India. That's pretty much, yeah, you know you're South Asian then.
So you've just been on vacation for the better half of this first part of the year, huh?
Yeah, man, going these back and forths. But all right, let's go back to lines. Man, people calling us from the road. I hope you're in a Bluetooth, Vijay. Let's go to the 92 and Vijay.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Vijay. Welcome to the show.
You know you're South Asian when you are more stressed out on vacation than your regular life. And just relaxing on vacation seems such a waste of your money.
Why do we do that? Why do we stress ourselves out on vacation?
Because we have to cover all the potential points.
Yeah, right? Exactly. We have to get our money's worth. That's the biggest thing. Thank you for that call, Vijay. He goes to the database right away. Yeah, I love that. Yeah, exactly. It's always like that.
That was really good.
It's always like that when you're on vacation. Oh, God, we got to do X, Y, Z. I mean, my parents are like that. I'm like that. You just got to see everything. You're there for a week or 4 days. You want to see everything. All right, let's stay on the 92 and drive up to Foster City and meet Raghu. Raghu, welcome to the show.
Hi, Riki. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. So I have a few things to add, and it's on lighter note.
Okay.
And I'm a South Asian or Indian because I like to pray whatever I see, like stone, tree, or any god, whatever I see, because that's, I think, inherent for any South Asian.
Uh-huh.
A second thing is basically I try to be pure vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is my religion, but I crave to eat chicken.
But you are vegetarian.
Yeah.
Okay.
And third thing is I always complain to my kid that you don't do better than my other kids, other parent kids, because that's the way you become competitive. But I don't know, is that the way to handle the kids?
Yeah.
And that has been our culture, so maybe we should work on
it. You've touched on a couple, actually, more bigger topics. So first, Raghu, you were talking about the competitive nature. Yes. You know you're South Asian when your kid has to do better than every other kid.
We always, my parents used to always complain, oh, you have to study hard. See, the other guy is studying hard. You have to become engineer or doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Which is good, but again, I don't know how much it is going to help
Your
career career choice.
No, absolutely, and thank you for the call, Raghu. Yeah, we've done a program on this before, the academic and the competitions that we go through. You're definitely South Asian when you know that.
Well, you can go to facebook.com/lunchwithRiki. We have the archive up. That was one of the hottest episodes.
How do you mitigate some of these competitive dynamics? And then the vegetarian, you crave, and then obviously the spiritual angle between what our culture does. All right, let's go back to lines. Thank you for that call there, Raghu. Let's go back to the lines. Let's see here. Oh man, we got so many here. Let's go to Hari. Hari in Milpitas. How are you, Hari? Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for this opportunity.
Absolutely.
The two things that really come into my mind is one, when a South Asian goes to an Italian restaurant, you immediately ask for a Tabasco sauce because it's not spicy enough, right? And the other one would be, putting a lot of tomato ketchup in pizza.
Don't say that, Hari. I hate that. That I cringe when I hear that. The tomato sauce or tomato ketchup in pizza. Like, really? Like, satya nas on the pizza. Are you serious? Why do we do that? I don't understand.
I guess it's just the tanginess of the tomato ketchup.
Of the ketchup?
I've seen that happen many a time.
Yeah.
But definitely Tabasco sauce in pasta.
Yeah, no, then that's and thank you for the call, Hari. Ketchup with everything. You know you're South Asian when you use ketchup with just about everything, with a little bit of chili flakes, red pepper,
some capsicum.
It's unbelievable the ketchup when I go to India, I'm like a pizza. They have ketchup on the tables. Gross. All right, we want to go to let's go to Ranjith in Fremont. Ranjith, welcome to the program. Thank you for holding.
Yeah, it's a nice spicy topic. Huh?
Yeah, we try to.
Yeah, can I speak in Hindi if you don't mind?
Okay, thoda. A lot of our listeners don't speak Hindi, but go ahead. I'll let you go a little bit,
right. Especially the producer.
Is, you feel when you're South Asian because though your son is in a high tech company drawing a handsome salary, and your father, whatever parents are not drawing that, but still, the son is asking him, Papa, can you just buy me laptop or some kind of a new gadgets, and the father feels proud. Okay, you want anything more?
No, Ranjit, first of all, I hope my dad's not listening to this because I don't want him to infiltrate your because believe me, I still use that to this day. Dad, a little bit of this would be okay. I still mooch off my father, but it's beautiful. And Ranjit, on that, it's the whole thing of family values, right? It always struck me when you talk to other cultures.
Love and it's a bond, that's why they don't care for themselves. They just do it for their
for
kids.
Others, right? Because it's funny because, again, when you go to other cultures, like it always would strike me when we were kids or even growing up, when you go to like America's house or other cultures, and it's just like, oh man, I can't wait till Bob moves out of the house. When Bob gets into a college, he's out of here. And I'd be like, my goodness, like, first of all, we're not built like that. My family isn't like that. I mean, we still live at home, my brother and myself. And
it happened yesterday. I was buying track suits for my son. He's in India, and then my son is tall enough, he's 6'2" something, and I'm just 5'4" five. And then that guy on the cashier, she's saying, it's too lying long. Why are you buying this? I told, sorry, it's not for me. It's for my kids.
For my kids.
And she's saying, your son is lucky.
Well, on behalf of all sons out there, Ranjith, keep that up. I like that attitude. Thank you for the call, Ranjith.
That's why we feel, we are Asians, are they?
Yeah, no, that's a good point, Ranjith. And I like that. We tease, but there's with family, there's a sense of unity in our culture. Of course, within that unity, there's ups and downs and there's clashes, none bigger than what you see brothers going at it, the Ambanis. But at the same time, there's a sense of togetherness, which I feel the South Asian culture has, which I just feel isn't the same necessarily in other cultures. All right, we're against the breaker. Let's go to Rachna on the 237. Rachna, welcome to the program. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing good.
Are you? I'm doing well, Rachna. Are you driving?
I am driving, but I have a Bluetooth.
Oh, thank God. Whew, thank God. It's just that, I hate for, we just can't pay for your ticket,
I know. So, you're a South Asian, and this is on a serious note. When you are, you are in a bad marriage, but do you decide to stay in it because of the kids?
Uh-huh.
Because I see so many women, they are, kind of bad marriage, but I have two kids, I have to stay in it.
Yeah, and it's driven by the kids, and I also imagine a little bit of the stigma behind it, correct?
Yeah, the stigma is there, but them kids, I think, for their own kids. You know, they want to give them the proper household of a mom sure. and dad. But I believe it's just totally wrong.
Yeah. No, and thank you for the call, Rachna. That's a very good point. I hate to end on that serious, somber note, but it's true. There's stigmas in our culture, which aren't exactly in other cultures. But at the end of the day, it's that preservation of the family, which is paramount. All right. We'll be right back.
You're having Lunch with Ricky in the morning. Join us at facebook.com/lunchwithricky.
Mom, I want to go to science, tennis, and chess camp. But Mom, I want to go to Bollywood dance, ice skating, and Hindi music.
Okay, both of you, let's get you signed up at Little Champs.
Little Champs offers a wide variety of camps. They also have a wonderful after-school program with pickup facility located in Cupertino. Visit them at www.little-champs.net or call them at 408-216-9346, 408-216-9346, or attend their open house on May 8th between 1 p.m. to 4 p.m.
प्यार की बात नजाकत के साथ नजाकत यानी मेहरा ज्वेलर्स
खालिस प्यार का खालिस तोहफा
सर्टिफाइड डायमंड ज्वेलरी 24 कैरेट गोल्ड कॉइन्स चाहे तो अपनी पसंद के गहने ऑर्डर पर बनवाइए
गेट लार्ज वैरायटी इन 22 कैरेट हॉलमार्क गोल्ड ज्वेलरी सो
100% शुद्ध गहने मेहरा ज्वेलर्स
998 ईस्ट अल कैमिनो रियल सनीवेल
मेहरा ज्वेलर्स
कॉल 408-245-9770 कॉल 408-245-9770 और लॉग इन टू www.mehrra.us
I don't know. इतनी जल्दी शादी की शॉपिंग ज्वेलरी सब कैसे होगा?
Oh papa, don't worry. I visited PNG Jewelers with Reena and I loved their designs.
I know PNG Jewelers. They're great. With so many options in diamond jewelry, emerald, ruby, kundan and polki stone set in 22 karat gold.
They seem to be the most reliable jeweler in the Bay Area. And now they have an online store too. Papa, you can purchase Canadian maple and Swiss gold coins for your investments and mom, they also buy old jewelry at great prices. So you can sell your heavy jewelry and then buy some sets that I like.
PNG Jewelers, a name you can trust for the last 177 years. Buy online or come to our store at 820 East El Camino Real in Sunnyvale. Call 1-888-764-4099 or go to www.pngjewelers.com.
Go to Chappelle Homes' 48-hour bottom line sales event this weekend with savings up to $120,000. Starting at 10 a.m. this Saturday until 6 p.m. Sunday, get unbelievable pricing on the area's best new homes at Eagle Ridge in Gilroy, Alamo Creek in Danville, and Gale Ranch in San Ramon. Hurry, because with Chappelle Homes' 48-hour bottom line sales event, 2 days can last a lifetime. For complete details, visit ChappelleBottomLine.com. That's Chappelle, Chappell, BottomLine.com.
Are you tired of overcrowded schools? Are you looking for a school that pays attention to every student? Good news! Scholars Academy School is here. With 30 years of excellence and conveniently located in the Evergreen Valley, Scholars Academy School offers preschool, elementary school, and many other programs. For personal tours, call 408-238-2500. Or visit scholarsacademyschool.com. That is scholarsacademyschool.com.
Now back to Lunch with Ricky in the morning.
All right. Welcome back. We've been asking, you know you're South Asian when? Let's go one quick call. Srini, who's been on hold for such a long time. Srini, welcome to the program. How are you?
Hi, Ricky, how are you?
Good, thank you for holding. You know you're South Asian when?
When I doesn't call it a day sharp at 5 p.m. at work.
That's all I'm getting paid for. No, that's a good one, Srini. That's a good one. Thank you for holding. Yeah, I think the connection's a little bad there, Srini. A little bit of feedback, but that was a good one. Yeah, I do what I get paid for. Nothing more, but nothing less, too. You can't question the work ethic of a South Asian. Good, man. That was a whew. Thank you for answering those. Again, we'll keep the concession going on the discussion going on the Facebook page here. Again, go to our Facebook, drop us a comment, and we'll get back to you. I got to go. Let's go to the winners today. There's a couple that I think Roman set us up right with the sense of tolerance. So, Roman, if you're still listening, drop me a line at ricky@radiofundu.com. We'll get you the gift packages. The other one I got to go to is we're going to give two away today just because they were that good. Sanjay, who gave the three scenarios why you're South Asian. Right before you're about to get hung, is the rope long enough? Because, you know, that mathematics, man, that's good. Anyway, thank you for the calls there. You know, this this series that we just started last week is it's getting a lot of feedback, and it's great because, hey, what really makes a South Asian? Today, I mean, last week we took a little heavier conversation. Today we made it a little lighter, but at the end of the day, the themes are still there. We poke fun at ourselves a little bit, which, you know, we do here, and as long as it's good fun. But look, there's themes that came out too. Look, tolerance. The South Asian culture is tolerant. It's somewhere along the way, I feel it's lost that, but at the same time, you can't necessarily argue that because I think the core is still there. That sense of family unity, that family values. I would cringe when in India people would say, oh, and you know, America, there's no family values. I don't necessarily like that either because I think there is there are plenty here. But that tense of togetherness and the family celebrations, let's just face it, you don't see that here necessarily in the American culture. And those are two for me that are very, very, very important. Against the hour here, a couple of things we got to get to. A couple of news items in closing thoughts here. This week saw the end, the demise of one of our favorite shows here, Outsourced.
Sad about
that's right. NBC did not renew it for next season. We had the cast of Outsourced on a few episodes ago, and they gave it the thoughts. You have your take on new. Mine was I just didn't like the show very much.
You know,
like,
it was difficult to start out with, but I honestly thought they really found their stride in the last couple episodes, especially with the wedding and stuff. Oh, that was awesome.
It was always great, and you love seeing the music, and you saw. I just sit there and go like, how was like Rob from Des Moines enjoying this?
No, it's
right. Simon from Kansas?
How's the middle of the country?
I mean, it's cool, but it's like, you know, at the end of the day, look, you got 20 something South Asians on television. Every week on primetime television. That's pretty darn cool. At the same time, like, I just thought they had to do a funnier job. And at the same time, you know, like, quantity and quality is what's gonna sell. And I felt like, yeah. I'm sorry, Donald Trump is not running for president on new.
Thank God.
But you can keep watching Celebrity Apprentice.
It's getting really good.
A lot of people have emailed me on this article in The New Yorker, the Paper Tiger. It was a response to an article that was written a few weeks ago, what it means to be Asian. Quite honest with you, I haven't read it yet. It's quite long, so I was going to dedicate some time to it. But it talks about what it means to be Asian American. Yeah, like, great. We have all these opportunities and expectations. But with that is also expectations and opportunities. It's tough being Asian because the same doors, there's 20 people times. Harvard, for example, the allocation is never going to change, but yeah, that many Asians applying and going for the same job. So a good article. It's on our Facebook. Check it out. We'll have a discussion on it. All right. Another one I had to read real fast was just for kicks. I know we're against the clock here. A San Francisco woman just got her child taken away because she was injecting her 8-year-old with Botox. It was all over great Good Morning America feud.
Yeah,
so that was like, Jesus, man, that's our society. But
just
we
because
are
you can doesn't mean you should. People, come on!
All right, that's a wrap for today. We're gonna keep the series going next week. We're gonna go back to those series, deconstructing the South Asian here in the Western world. Though, how do you be South Asian? However, preserve your Western identity, because let's face it, we live here, we pay taxes here. How do we adopt the Western culture? Mom, Dad, MJ, Yo-Yo, DJ Anu.
Yay!
Thank you for producing. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Everyone, have a great rest of the week. We'll be back, same place, same time next week. Check us on our Facebook. And remember, if you want a revolution, the only solution, evolve. Till next week. Oh,